I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Two Pennsylvania women were arrested after brawling over a man.
Come on,
ladies.
He must be hot.
Must have been the hottest guy ever. The fight started when one of the women accused the other of sleeping with her boyfriend.
Oh, no.
The other woman hit the girlfriend's car with a baseball bat. Hello, Carrie Underwood. And bit her finger. That's pretty close when you're able to bite a finger.
Ouch! What? She bit my finger.
Charlie, she bit me. You ever been in close quarters like that, a chick fight?
No, I've never been in a fight like that, like physical, ever.
Do you, I mean, you haven't done it then, but let's just imagine you're in a fight, Alex, over another man with a girl.
I'd probably be a biter.
You'd be the biter?
I'd be the biter.
Would you bite a finger? Would you bite an ear off? Biting the nose is the most aggressive
probably
thing you can
do. Probably an arm or something.
Ooh. That's
I don't think I could bite them in the face.
I don't want to destroy that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to accidentally like kiss her or something.
But then, like, what if it got weird? And you're like, well, maybe I'll do it one more time.
Exactly.
I'll just wait. Let me do it one more time just to see. Hold on a second. Okay. Well, this is all going down. The girlfriend then dragged her by the hair and tried to zap her with a stun gun.
Where do they get all this stuff? They got a bat handy. They got a stun gun handy.
This guy hung out with some dangerous chicks.
They are.
Both women were charged with harassment, disorderly conduct, and criminal mischief. And I love it, though. It's like, I've never in my life had two girls pursue me at the same time, but this guy right here's got chicks like stun gunning each other.
That's what I'm saying.
Baseball bats, biting. He's kind of my hero.
That D must be potent.
No kidding. This next dummy story kind of reminds me of something my wife Lindsay might do. Let me explain. A Tennessee woman wanted her husband arrested because he wouldn't buy her ice cream.
Valid point.
My wife loves ice cream. Her family survives off of it. She's got like an 85-year-old grandpa and like an 88-year-old grandma. They eat ice cream every single day and they're healthier than anybody
I
know.
That's so cute. Okay, I'm a huge ice cream fan too. And like, I would be upset about my husband if he was doing that.
911, what's your emergency? My boyfriend won't get me Rocky Road ice cream.
It's a valid concern.
Well, here's where it's messed up, though, Alex. The woman called the cops and lied about her husband punching her. She said that he hit her. When officers went to the house, the husband said his wife was mad because he refused to go get her ice cream after a long day. The woman then admitted, yeah, I made the story up. She was charged with filing a false report. Oh, man, that's my biggest fear.
I'm team wife on this one.
Oh, you think she's in the right there? You got
totally.
By any means necessary?
Especially if it's Graters. That's my jam. Or Bricks. Okay, so I had Bricks
for
the first time.
Are those flavors or companies or brands?
Graters is a company based out of Ohio, but you can get it here in Louisville also. It's also Oprah Winfrey's favorite ice cream.
Oh, in that
case. Haven't you seen Graters stores all over Indy?
I have not noticed that. But
okay,
I'm not a huge ice cream guy. I like ice cream like, but I'm a simple like McDonald's vanilla cone.
Ew, I'm a huge ice cream person, hand dipped all the way. And then I had Bricks and Broad Ripple for the first time like a couple weeks ago, and that was majorly
good. I've
had
Bricks pizza. I think it's totally different than
that. I tried Handles and I didn't like that. No, Bricks B-R-I-C-C-S.
I think the best ice cream, hands down, has got to be a swirl waffle cone from Checkers or Rallies, though.
That is absolutely vile, Joe.
Have you had it?
That is gross.
You didn't answer
my
question.
That's white trash ice cream. That's not even good.
Oh my God, seriously? If you were a dude right now, I would throw something. I would tase you. Have you had it?
No, I won't eat that junk. That is not real ice cream.
Shout out to Checkers and Rallies. I mean, well, then Culver's is pretty good, too. They got that custard. That's pretty good. The
Culver's
concrete mixer.
Is good, but it's not. Like, hand-dipped ice cream is the real deal. If you're an ice cream person, you like hand-dipped. The best.
I think the best ice cream, though, people in Indy would agree, is Checkers or Rallies. Just that swirl waffle cone. Put it in my mouth.
No one is going to agree with you at all. Like, that's not happening, so get over it.
At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, please chime in with conversation. And our final dummy of the day story today, a homeowner in Arizona. This sounds like me. Painted a middle finger on their garage door. Like a giant, like a hand giving the finger. The man said he painted a giant middle finger on the front of his garage door because of an ongoing feud with his neighbor.
Savage.
Didn't start a year, two, five, ten. It started 20 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of, a long time coming.
He said the neighbor called the cops on him a dozen times, even though he's done nothing wrong. I'm sure he did nothing wrong. So he painted the middle finger to show his displeasure for those living around him. And as of now, like, he's, I mean, there's not much much they can do about it. Yeah. I guess you can have that middle finger up there. You ever have like a crazy neighbor? Because I did. Oh my God, I had a neighbor throw empty baked bean cans at my car one time because where I parked at.
Oh my gosh, I've never had anything like that happen.
Oh man, well I guess I am kind of white trash. I've had some crazy neighbors in my day. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.